Welcome to the third installment of TMS's Presidential Interview Series with Daron Apelian. I'm Kelly Zappas, and today we will be talking about the broadening of the materials science and engineering field and the role of the professional societies that serve this field. Now, first, I want to start by talking with you about a question we asked our readers in the June issue of JOM, and that is, are we rising above the gathering storm? This is in reference to the report, Rising Above the Gathering Storm, which was published 2 years ago by the National Academy of Engineering. The report sounded a number of warnings about the future of math, science, and engineering in the United States. And last month, the NAA reviewed the progress the U.S. has made since the release of this report. How do you think that we're doing on this, and do you think that professional societies have a role in meeting these challenges?
Excellent question, and in fact, something that we're just discussing and debating at the NAE convocation meeting about 10 days ago when all the professional societies got together, engineering professional societies, to discuss these issues. The simple answer to the question is that, are we rising above the gathering storm? Well, I don't think we have risen, nor are we rising. We have not made the impact that that incredibly wonderful report should have had on our nation. Congress and the budgets that are coming through certainly do not portray and do not reflect the very compelling recommendations that were made by Rising Above the Gathering Storm. Our nation's riches, our nation's economy, our nation's well-being, if you will, very much depends and has been affected for years by fueling and investing in education and technology and all the things that the Rising Above the Gathering Storm report recommends to do. But we have really slipped. And if you look at the percentage of how much of our gross national product is being spent on investments in science and technology and in the natural sciences, it has been slipping and slipping and slipping over many, many years, whereas in many other nations around the world, especially those that are doing well, the percentage of gross national product that's being spent on R&D is increasing. So, you know, you really can't deny, we can't be in denial. You know, I think it's a call or a rude awakening, perhaps, that we're not being relevant, we're not being heard, we're not we being the not just TMS, but the engineering societies and the community that represents science and technology in America is not being heard. Proof is in the pudding, and if you look at the budgets and the investments that are being made, they're not there. So I'm sorry to say that. As to your second question, do professional societies have a role in meeting this challenge? Absolutely yes, unequivocally yes. I think we're not going to give up. When I say we, it's not just TMS, all the professional societies. We need to raise consciousness. We need to be the voice for the community. We need to be advocates. We need to keep ensuring that the our voice is being heard, and we're just not going to give that up till that happens, because we believe so passionately and so to our soul that what we do is so important to society.
Good. Now, in your Presidential Perspectives column this month, you discussed some of the challenges faced by the materials field in serving a very broad profession with a lot of different interest areas. Do you think that this problem is unique to the materials field, or is it seen in other engineering disciplines as well?
Well, I think in general, everything has broadened over years. Our knowledge increases in so many arenas, and I think every professional society is seeing broadening of their profession to some extent, which is just a natural evolution of things. However, I do think that for materials, for the materials field, and certainly for TMS, this is more particular or more of an issue, or I should say, in the materials developed, it's more more emphasized or more more of a serious issue than some of the other professional societies. And if you look at the AICHE, American Institute of Chemical Engineering, or some of the other founding societies, you know, civil engineers and electrical engineers, yes, for sure, there's broadening taking place. But the broadening is taking place in the materials arena. Case in point is the nanotechnology revolution, if you want to call it the revolution, where we have a nanotechnology initiative, both in civil engineering and chemical engineering and electrical engineering, and the list goes on and on. So many of the things that pertain to materials, many of the things that material science and engineering are very much in the center of, are now being viewed by the other communities as part of their activities as well. So it's not a bad thing. It's just I guess a confirmation that materials is really very much in the center of the things by which we make things happen in our society. The things that we make, the things that we manufacture, the things that we produce, whether it's in chemical industry or electrical or civil or whatever, materials is really plays a central role. So, in a way, that's a wonderful celebration of the importance of materials and why our societies, our professional societies and our communities are important. But on the other hand, it is a challenge. But on the other hand, an opportunity actually to attend to these broadening and the expansion of the field itself. When I say an opportunity, or I guess I do mean by that is that we may want to rethink in terms of how we organize ourselves.
Now, what are some ways that the materials community can unite to attract more people to the field and to better serve the professions?
I think the word unite maybe as much of a wonderful word it is, unite versus not unite, it can be threatening because it may mean certain things that people don't want to accept. I think what we could agree on as a materials community, it's a very broad committee, have several professional societies, not only in North America, but also globally around the world. A lot of professional societies that are playing in the field of materials community. I think we can unite on the message. We can agree, that's an easy one to agree on, to unite on the message that we can convey, the message that we can communicate and articulate in a united fashion, not segmented, about the excitement of the materials field, particularly focused towards the younger generation, the next generation, if you will, of knowledge workers coming after us, that you can really make a world of difference by implementing material science and engineering tools or enabling technologies that are very much within the materials field to affect the societal issues that we face, whether it's an energy issues that we're facing, very germane to today, you know, when the barrel of oil goes to $136, very germane,
right.
To housing issues, to food and production of food and recycling resources, scarcity, health-related issues. You know, materials really plays a dominant role in all of these. And I think we could, you know, we have an incredible opportunity as a materials community to unite on the message that we articulate to the world across various generations, particularly to younger people, what an exciting field this is and why we're so passionate about what we do, and how we can make a world of difference by making our world different, if you will.